The district initially paid Taylor $10,000 to complete a Safe School and Alternative Programs report. Shortly afterward, he became DeKalb's Executive Director of Alternative Education and Safe Schools. But the district was embarrassed when Taylor admitted he'd included parts of another report in his audit without citations. Lillian Govis is a spokesperson for the DeKalb schools.
We can confirm that Dr. Taylor did perform that audit and confirm that there were some uncited sources there. Dr. Taylor had offered to immediately repay that $10,000.
Govis couldn't confirm whether the district has received the repayment. Govis said DeKalb Superintendent Cheryl Atkinson is dealing with a personal matter and not available for comment. Taylor handed in his resignation Monday, effective immediately. He didn't give a reason for resigning. Martha Dalton, WABE News.